Hello all from where you are joining us tonight, this day, whichever time of the day it is. I welcome you all to our build-up session today, the 16th of the month of July, 2025. We thank God for His grace and for His mercy. Get ready for God's word to build you up today again. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of your word. And today your word again is building the faith of many by the power of your spirit. We receive of your word and instructions. We receive your light. In the name of Jesus Christ, today, amen. Well, today I bring you God's word on the title, God's Battle Axe and Weapon of War. God's Battle Axe and Weapon of War. And I will read Jeremiah chapter number 51 and verse number 20 up to verse number 23. From the King James Version. Verse number 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. With thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. With thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Amazing portion. I hope you were following when I was reading this portion of the Bible. He says, you are my battle axe. You see? And weapons of war. Then he says, with thee, with thee, with thee, with thee. In other words, he says, you are my instrument of executing my will in the earth. I want you to begin to see yourself the way God sees you. He says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. That means if I fight, says God, I fight with you, I fight using you, I fight through you. You have to understand that this is the way God sees you. You see, His agenda and purpose in the earth in this hour, it is executed through you. He has designed it to be executed through the saints of God. You see? That's why from verse to verse he says, with thee, or with you, with you, with you. You see? He gives you a picture of a partnership that God has brought us into. Each one of you is God's partner in His army to execute His will, to execute His purpose in the earth. That's how God fights. He fights with me. Hallelujah. He fights with you. You see? You are His battle axe. You are His weapon of war. Lega pareko sika malakuzala mando rabasika tarhaya. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is charging you, saints of God. The Lord is charging you, child of God. Wake up to this call. What is important with you is to say yes, sir. You say yes to the call of God. Because this is your place. You see, rise up to this call. Rise up to this purpose. Rise up to this noble position that God has given you. He says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. Lega parako sandalahaya. Imagine if God wants to fight, if God wants to take over a certain particular territory where Satan has been playing there. You see, Satan has been in charge there. How does God do it? Ligado shalamaya. Haya. You see? How does He do it? through the saints of God, through the believers, through his children, through the church, and that means through you. You see, you are the vent of his will. Hallelujah. You are the instrument of God, you see, for the execution of his purpose. He says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. It is high time you took it seriously. You see, taking seriously this position that God has given us. It is a noble task. Imagine if God wants to do it, then he looks at you as his battle axe and weapons of war. Wake up to this responsibility. Wake up to this position. Wake up to this call. Because that's the way God sees it. That's the way God sees it. Hallelujah. Wow. Just one more scripture. Jeremiah chapter number 1 and verse number 10. It's all in the book of Jeremiah. Think about it. He says these words at the call of Jeremiah. You remember when he called him, he was complaining that he was young, and God says, don't say that you are young. And in verse number 10, the Bible says, Jeremiah chapter number 1 from the New Century Version. It says, today, ligapa social man that has the kivrahido goes. You see, this word is coming so specific in this hour to you. Iyakuya makazi ya kujafradi la bahasi gres. Get it as a prophetic word. It's a specific word. You see, it's a seasonal word coming to you. God knows where you are in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts. He says, today I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will pull up and tear down and destroy and overthrow, build up and plant. Did you see that? God is talking to Jeremiah. And Jeremiah sees that he is not ready for this particular task because of his age. And yet God says, don't say that you are young. He says, I will put my words inside of your mouth. You see, he tells you that this war that God fights with us. Remember, he says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. This war that God fights with us or fights through us. He put words in our mouth. He put words in our hearts. Oh my God. He tells you one key thing in this battle. One key thing in executing these purposes of God is through words. And these are not our own words. These are anointed words of God. Hallelujah. These are words that come out of you as you intercede. These are words that come out of you in prophetic language. You see, when you are inspired of the Holy Ghost and you release words upon your nation, you release words upon your family, you release words, you see, words of God's light that passes judgment over any kind of darkness of Satan. Lekapasiko shandalaya. He says, today, I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. Child of God, everywhere you are listening to me, rise up to this calling. You are not existing for nothing. You are God's weapons of war. You are God's battle axe. You are God's instrumentation of executing his will and his purpose. Hallelujah. Keeping the devil where he belongs, under our feet. Legapasiko shalamaya. Ligapayeko sonto kobrehide go salabaya. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, yamasi katoya mande rebosia. And I sense it in my spirit. There's what you call the spirit of prayer rising up in you. As you listen, the spirit of prayer, the edge to pray, the edge to pray. Ligapayeko sonto koprahadiga. It is an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit moving over your spirit. You see? The rising up of an age of prayer. Katakaina balakusandalahaya. Oh, hallelujah. He says, today I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will pull up and tear down, destroy and overthrow, build up and plant. That's the authority that's been granted you. It's the power of God that has been granted you. You see? Use what you have been given. Take advantage of the grace of God given you. You are God's battle axe and weapons of war. What is it that is happening around your family that you see that Satan is trying to maneuver and take charge? What is it that is happening? It could be in your location. For example, you see that, oh, people are murdering each other, or maybe certain particular vices or evils that are happening. Listen, he says, thou art my battle axe. How God is going to bring order to that place, it's through you. How God is going to bring decency to that place, in that home, in that environment, it is through you. Wake up to your responsibility, child of God. He says, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. Ligabaye kashandala bahatalaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even as you carry the gospel and you tell others about the good news, even as you preach God's word, do you understand God's word is God's light? Light judges darkness. It is another way through which we partner with God. You see, we walk in this partnership with God as we air out and herald the word of God, as we preach the gospel, proclaim his truth. His truth is his light. Wheresoever there is darkness, when the light comes, there is judgment over that particular darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, you are rising up. You are rising up. I see you rising up to this call. Makata karabasike terebasandarahaya. Oh hallelujah. Maketo korabasikata karabaya. Yes, you can go into prayer right now. Zukate keteke yamando rabasikata rahaya. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray in the Spirit, go ahead. Lika kuta karabalika, roshakata karabababa, mantoko roko soko toko rakakaya, ikapaye toko rakadia nikabaya. You can pray along, pray along. The spirit of prayer, there's a spirit of prayer, an involvement of the Holy Ghost, the move of the Spirit of God in your life. Yes. Lifting up that desire and edge for prayer. Likapaita legoza, 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 kataya, 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 ekapaya, ekapaya. His will is being executed in your home, in your family, at your workplace. Alekoba lakatea, ikapaya, kazonto kurabakazia katakarabaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are a soldier in God's army. Le kakayata. Ye kapayeko soto kurabababaya. Your words are energized of the Holy Ghost. They are anointed. You are receiving anointed words. Ikadayito roko shalakata karabaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. Thank you for building us. Thank you for charging us. Thank you, Lord, for this noble position, need noble call. As your battle axe and weapons of war, to you be all the glory. Yes. Ah, seke da baido baliko sonto kobregi de gosia. Manteki da bahaya. If you have never received the Holy Spirit everywhere you are listening to me, lega payala bakasete de bosia. You say, in the name of Jesus, I receive you, Spirit of the living God. Kateke reba satalahaya. And right away, you can start speaking in the Spirit. Speak in other tongues. Release yourself. Begin to speak. Those words are granted you of the Holy Ghost. Makata karabasi katurabagazia. Leka parosi kekete keribasandarahaya. Oh, abundance of grace everywhere. Abundance of grace everywhere. Ah, siko payada. You are under the influence of this program. Abundance of grace on your life. Abundance of grace in your home. Abundance of grace for every assignment. Abundance of grace. It is flowing in your hands. It is flowing in your hands. Whatsoever you do, whatsoever you touch shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Even right now, in this week, there's prosperity for you, unprecedented. The peace of God leads you. Makata karabasia. Remarkable achievements, remarkable milestones of progress in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's happening for you. It's happening for your home. It's happening. It's happening. The Lord has perfected all that which concerns you in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The peace of God in your home, the peace of God in your workplace, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In that locality where you are, announce peace, declare peace, and you can say, in the name of Jesus, I cut off every work of Satan in this place. And if you see the works of darkness there, you can mention them. You say, in the name of Jesus, I cut off all these works of darkness. Blessed be God. That's what it means. You see, you're executing the Father's will. Makata karabasia. As you demonstrate and execute of authority, that you have in Christ Jesus. You have been given that grace. You have been given that noble place. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. Wishing you a great night. Thank you.